Breakfast Show. 6 to 9. 6 to 9. On Smile. On Smile 90.4 FM.
You will know her from St. Ooster as Mrs. J. Teresa Cedrus. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
So good to see you. Oh, it's so good to see you.
Mm. It's so lovely having you here. You are amazing in this film. It is so beautifully shot. And just to give a bit of context to the background of the movie, the Quicksilvers has just hit the big screen and it's breaking all kinds of records at the box office. It is the biggest opening for an Afrikaans film since the pandemic. It's literally, and rightly so. Mm. It's a heartwarming comedy drama directed by Jordi Sank. The story follows Alsebi, an 80-something widow who, longing to honor her late husband's passion for astronomy, embarks on a spontaneous road trip across the Karoo to witness a meteor shower in Sutherland. Accompanying her are her three spirited friends, a nosy neighbor, a flamboyant one, and a reserved one. Their journey becomes a comedic adventure as they navigate personal growth, friendship, and the challenges of aging, all while evading Alsebi's overprotective son. The trailer is hilarious. Mm. Tell us about this beautiful project with dear friends. I mean, you've shot this project with not just, anybody. It happens to be friends.
Yes, absolutely. And the four of us, because there's June as well.
Correct.
We had a jaw. Mm. We really had a jaw from one moment to the next. From me being the real old woman that's starting to forget. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, every step of the way, it just... And I got to know those ladies. I must admit, I was a little bit daunted by, you know what I mean? Mm. You know, Lida.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
The other one. What's her name? Oh, she's going to hit me. Suzanne. Yeah. Yes. Mm. And June, of course.
Mm. Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Mm. Incredible.
And the way they encourage, you know, it was, let's get this thing done, and then Halo's done now. Yes, I just couldn't butt up. I have the greatest amount of respect for them. I really do.
What an ensemble. I mean, you look at the chemistry and, that you have on screen. It is so, because that's the other thing is when you put a talented cast together, right, it's not always given that there's going to be good chemistry. But you are all sensational in this movie. Mm-hmm. And this is why it's breaking records at the box office, clearly. How was the journey, though? Because a lot of it's obviously shot in Cape Town, you didn't see it, and then you head off on this road trip.
Yes. Do I tell them that it didn't happen on the road? But it's all modern technology, and it was done. That for us was like, I think that was also the first time that they did something like
that.
Got you. And so it was, we were sitting, one moment we were sitting, the next moment we were actually driving along this road, which we weren't really driving along.
Mm, wow.
We were sitting there and it was all coming. You know that feeling of when it's coming to you?
Yeah. Yes.
And you... Ek het gesit met mond, wat oopa?
Ja.
And okay, Kat, come on, Atherese, maak toe jou mond. You know, and stuff like that. But it was an amazing journey for me in many ways.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
But especially, I mean, personally, as a person, I think... I have grown because those three ladies, they never stopped giving me advice, encouraging me, because I was actually the baby.
Well, listen, your character is reserved in this movie. It's the reserved one. It's the voice of reason in this film. And it touches on in a nice way. It touches on what we all, if we're lucky enough, get to experience.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I've been trying forever. As a child, my thing, since the first time I saw my mother and father on stage, you know the old Bible story?
Mm-hmm.
Easter time, my mother plays Mary, my father plays Judas.
Mm.
You know? And when they chuck him out, when he brings the money and they chuck it back, I cried. I said, but you can't do that to my father. He's so kind.
Yeah.
Well, Auntie Teresa, that's exactly how you made me feel when I watched you in church carrying every Easter production and Christmas production. And now you're on the big screen, yeah, Mrs. Amazing. J. You are just being a legend all over South Africa.
I am enjoying it. It's almost like I've got it. And there's so much more where this comes from, you know, where this came from.
Yeah.
And if I could just keep on doing it. Yeah. And of course, I will not be shy om te sê.
Yeah.
Kan ek my Afrikaans praat?
Ja,
okay, dankie. I'm not shy to admit that this is a dream come true.
Come on.
And this for me is fantastic. Mm. To sit here and to be able to talk to millions out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure. And share a story.
And not only share your story, but be such an inspiration to so many.
Yeah.
You know, in the character that we love in St. Oyster, to this big production that's on the big screen. Mm. And there's still so much to your point. This is not well, now you're done and that's it. Mm-mm. I mean, this is another new beginning.
Dankie. Sjoe, daar het iemand het nou gesê.
Daar is hy.
Om gehoor.
Confirmation.
There's a code. I go in faith.
Teresa, we love you on our screens. Please keep doing what you do, and that's to be such a great inspiration to so many. To other actors out there listening that are looking at you and going, wow, you know, that is somebody who I feel motivated by, I look up to, and I feel inspired by. Listen to me tell you, there's plenty more where that came from, and there's plenty more from the wonderful, the most inspirational Teresa Sierra.
Yeah. Yeah. Follow, hang on, always just hang on to that dream. Love keep it. Going. I mean, look where Ricky is
and
today.
100%.
Yes, please.
Give for us.
Yeah, give for us.
Funny look is this now is my smile.
And we haven't stopped smiling, hey? Yeah,
beautiful.
I promise you. Oh.
Thank you, Teresa, for joining us this morning. And please, if you haven't seen it, sis, go and see it. Take the whole family. The Quicksilvers, it is now up in cinema near you. Mm. Go and see it. You will laugh and cry and share heartfelt moments and memories.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you, Smile, for having me.
Cape Town wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up.
With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.